Lynn Kovash. She is the superintendent of Moorhead Public Schools, and she's taken time out of her busy, busy schedule to join us for a few minutes here to talk about something that I find very interesting. I saw the story in the Minneapolis paper about later school start times. Being more beneficial to students in school. Welcome to the program, Lynn. How are you?
Great.
Good. So what does this mean? The story says the University of Minnesota did a little study that says the later school start times kids can have, the better off they are in terms of grades, in terms of studying, in terms of attention, in terms of focus, and even in terms of fewer accidents on drives to school. Lynn, what's happening here?
Well, it's very interesting, and actually in Moorhead, we've followed this study since it started. Actually, I think it was Edina High School where the first study was done about 17 years ago. So we've followed this over the years, and as a school district, we're a member of CARI, this organization that did the research. And it really, I think, validates what we've talked about over the years, is that later starts for students is beneficial. There was, I went to a presentation this fall, presented and really talked about some of the brain waves and sleep cycles and all of the scientific things that go into this. And I actually read the same article in the Tribune this morning and did find that less accidents really interesting. But really the premise is that students up until, you know, starting school at 7:30, 7 o'clock are sleep deprived, and that does really impact their academic achievement. Some students, I'm not going to say all.
Well, yeah, it's never all, but it would stand to reason that the less sleep you get, the less you function. And trust me, I live that life. I live that world. So I'm very poorly functioning most days of my life, Lynn, as you know me well enough to know that too. So,
yes.
So what time does school start in Moorhead right now? I know different schools have different starting times, but what are they?
Back in 2004, when we reorganized our school districts and really looked at our start times, the high school started at 8:30. So that, in comparison with all of this research, really fits in because we had looked at that. The change we made a couple years ago was to have the middle school start, I believe it's 10 to 9, somewhere around 9 o'clock, because we were also using that research as this young adolescent, as our adolescents are maturing more, that they also need more sleep. So that was one of the factors that went into looking at our start time. So we've already used research and made the changes.
So how about the elementary schools? Because I remember a couple of years ago, there was some contentious stuff going on with people, A, mad about the middle school starting at 9 o'clock,
yep,
and B, mad about the elementary school starting, I think around 7:30, isn't it?
No, the elementary school start about, I think it's 10 to 8.
10 to 8, okay, so 7:50.
Yeah, right, 7:50. And that is early. I wish we could start them all later, but with transportation, you have to look at your latest time and back it up so that you can have all your students go. And we share routes, meaning our elementary buses also do the routes for the middle school and the high school because that's economically wise. So that's what causes some of this. You know, it'd be great to have every school in Moorhead start about the same time. I think it'd be wonderful for schedule, but our busing we wouldn't be able to afford the busing for that.
Sure. Lynn Kovash, she's the superintendent of Moorhead Schools. She joins us on the Mike McFeely Show talking about a research some research that has found that later school start times are benefits for teenage students. So, I mean, how far could we go with this? I mean, you know, could you ever envision a time, Lynn, when, you know, school would start at 10 o'clock or 9:30? Because, of course, the later in the day you start, the later in the day the kids have to go. And then that affects a lot of different things, including extracurricular activities and family life and religion classes on Wednesday nights and everything else.
Right. We actually, back in 2004, looked at the high school starting at 9 o'clock, and we came into those very same issues, activities. Many of the things that students do after school were really impacted. We've seen some impact at the middle school, and we're still trying to work through some of that. But you can't go 10 o'clock. The other, you know, concern we have a little bit at the middle school is by the time our students are on the bus, some of them, it's dark in the, you know, in that bleak winter time. So that's something we're always looking at and measuring.
Yep. And by the way, a text message comes in directed at you, Lynn, saying, Mike, finally a school district that is implementing this research. Great job, Morehead Public Schools. So you have a fan out there. That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you're happy with the way things are right now in Morehead? You don't foresee a change? You're pleased with the way things are going?
We don't foresee a change. I know we still have some people at the middle school that have some concern. I was teaching in a class at the middle school, and a couple of the students said, well, could we go back to the earlier start time? So I know there's still some students that question that, but for the most part, we are continually and annually look at our information to make sure that we're doing the right thing for students. Are they getting to activities? Are they missing too much schoolwork? What are we seeing? So we do, evaluate that yearly. But no, at this time, it is a big process to go through looking at your start times. And I know for the next few years, we will keep those the same.
Well, I know that the middle school became a big kerfuffle a couple of years ago, like we talked about, and people were mad about it. But in the end, and I was somebody, to be honest with you, Lynn, I had questions about the later start time, just impacting family life and trying to get our child to school and all the other issues that people have to worry about. But let me say that it has worked out well for our family and a lot of other families I know that had concerns about it. And so I think most people, and maybe you're hearing different things, but I think most people have made the adjustment, and now they realize the benefit of it.
I would agree. And we've seen, our early mornings, we really have monitored how many students are there early, what kind of situations do we have before school, and we really haven't noticed a lot because we do pay attention to, are there things that people are concerned about. And for the most part, I have not heard a lot of concerns.
What time do kids get out? If they go, I don't even know what time my kid gets out of school. If she goes at 9, what time does she get out, Lynn? Is it?
Well, I think it's 10 to 4. But
I think it's 3:50. You're right. Yes. I'm working. Yes. I'm on the air, so I have no idea what my kid's up to at 3:50 in the afternoon. So.
Well, and my work day doesn't go according to the school schedule, so I'm usually I don't have it right on the tip of my tongue when
sure.
school is out.
You're usually in at 5:30 a.m. and you don't leave till 8 p.m., right? Isn't that the way it goes?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, some days too.
I think we all have those days. Lynn, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on. It's good to know that there's some research out there that shows that we can benefit our kids in some way if we make the right decisions and rejigger things around. So I'm glad to hear that Morehead's taking advantage of it. Way to go.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Lynn Kovach, superintendent of Morehead Schools.